A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Lorena and this is The Pooch. We are on episode 24. I hope you're doing well. I hope you can't hear a lot of noise that is surrounding me. I cannot control it. There are wind chimes blowing in the wind, trains going past my window, cars going around like crazy. So let's just hope that it doesn't interrupt the entirety of this episode. What I wanted to talk about today was feeling guilty about openly talking about struggles, because I think that's something I've covered a number of times in or on The Pooch, the importance of openly talking about struggles, particularly in new mum life or new parent life. But one of the reasons I think that we prevent ourselves from talking about these struggles is because of the guilt that it makes us feel in terms of what it could suggest about how we feel about our baby or our children. Now, myself included, you know, you will hear me make disclaimers at the beginning of episodes, making sure that I'm really, really super clear that what I have to say during an episode, you know, because it's based around the struggles that I face when it comes to being a mom, or the concept of motherhood, etc. I will put a disclaimer out there to say it's so important that the people listening understand that this has nothing to do with how I feel about my child. I am crazy about my child. Nothing on this planet matters more to me than my daughter. So even though I'm having these conversations with you guys, I am here making disclaimers to make sure that while I share my struggles with mum life, because that was the whole purpose of my podcast, so that, you know, the experience that you have of new mum life doesn't feel so foreign and doesn't feel like you're the only one going through it. I share those things because I myself am concerned that it somehow reads in me that I have any doubts about my daughter or the relationship I have with her or the love that I have for her. And I guess part of that is me making sure that I myself hear myself say that, but it's so that others also don't ever think that they can question how much I love my child. And it really shouldn't matter what other people think, but it's kind of that two-way thing where it's like I just need to make it known both to myself and to others that what I'm about to say does not discount how much I am crazy about this creature that is in my life. I'm obsessed with her. So this episode is about why you shouldn't feel guilty about openly talking about new mum life struggles or mum life struggles in general. The first thing, as I've already said, is when we feel like being honest about our struggles, even if we're able to combat all of the other reasons that we, you know, historically have hidden why we've struggled with new mum life, whether it's our identity, whether it's, you know, feeling like you're literally the only one that's struggling and the only one that doesn't have your shit together. One of the reasons I think that we're always going to struggle with sharing honestly and openly about the shit that is hard about having a baby or being a mum for the first time is that we're concerned that it sounds like we're saying anything in the realm of regretting having the baby that we have or not loving them much or in any way having a negative feeling towards them. That's, you know, I think a huge reason why we, you know, we don't openly share these struggles. And in fact, I think I think others actually do judge mums particularly on that basis. So if you hear a mum openly saying, holy shit, I struggle with being a mum, you know, motherhood is not my favorite thing in the world, it's not my favorite part of me, others would say and have said, and I've seen even, you know, when people share this stuff publicly online, sometimes people will comment and critique them on, you know, imagine if your baby could understand what you're saying about them, or have a think, you know, think about when your baby grows older and is able to hear what you're saying about them, how do you think this would make them feel? And it's tapping into that guilt around not being able to say anything negative about absolutely anything to do with this experience, because whatever you say must be a reflection on how you feel about your baby and how cruel it would be if your baby could understand. And obviously, one, you know, at some point in time, they will be able to understand. They will get their hands on this information, especially if you're someone like me who's sharing it openly, publicly on a platform that hopefully eventually, you know, will continue to exist. And when my daughter is older, she'll be able to listen to what I have to say. And that questioning your kind of, not your intention so much, but how you actually feel about your child, because you're so confident and comfortable to say that this shit is fucking hard, makes people judge how much you care about your kid in the first place. If you think about it honestly and openly, you know very well that the struggle is no reflection of the love that you have for your child. So that's one thing that we have to know how to consciously and eventually subconsciously separate. If I talk about how hard I find aspects of being a mum, and even if they do relate directly to my child, there are some that don't. You know, my sense of identity, even my body image, struggles that I've had with accepting changes in my body and all that kind of stuff, they don't directly link with my child. Although growing her has resulted in my body not looking how it did before, it would be crazy to think that I have any negative feelings towards her because now I have stretch marks. She has nothing to do with that. But even if I'm talking about things that directly link to her, so toddlers having tantrums, lack of sleep because she doesn't sleep very well. She'll be three in a few months and still doesn't sleep that great. Very often I end up in her bed, or my husband does, or she ends up in ours. Like, we have, sleep is a huge struggle in our lives. You know, all the things that I will continue to share publicly and openly about how difficult mum life is, even the elements of it that directly relate to her, I know very well that those struggles are not a reflection of the love that I have for her. And in no way do those difficult times make me question the love that I have for her. I know that very well. And if you were to be honest with yourself, you would have the same sense that just because you're finding an element of parenting hard, you know, putting aside all the struggles that you might have that don't relate to directly, you know, involving your kid, but the bits that do, even if you find them really, really difficult, you know that those struggles, you know that they don't make you question the love that you have for your children. So that's something that we all have to kind of bring to the table. It's not, there's no correlation between, you know, how much you love your child and how much you feel, you know, I guess that you're struggling or frustrated in certain moments when you've not done this before, when this is first time, second time, even third time round, it's always new to you. And I've mentioned in another episode that, you know, even if you're on your third kid, it's your first time with a third kid. It's your first time being a parent of a baby with two other children around. So every element of mum life, in my opinion, is new. So you're going to find new struggles at any point in that journey. And we all know that that is no reflection of how we feel about our children. And in fact, if you really reflect, I truly believe this, if you really reflect, many of the struggles that you might come across are literally because you love them so much. That is absolutely my case. This sounds cheesy and I'm not going to get emotional, but there are times that I could do things much easier. There are elements of mum life, for example, or of parenting my baby that would be much easier for me if I didn't care so much. So I know, and maybe that's because I spend a lot of time contemplating this stuff, but I know very well that when I do have my toughest moments where I'm like, I'm about to burst into tears because we're having meltdowns in shopping centers and I don't know how to deal with this. It's all new to me. I've got psycho fucking Karens having a piece of the cake. They want to have say something about what's happening, all this kind of stuff. I know that I'm struggling because I care about her so much, because I love her so much, because she is my universe. So just putting that clear in our minds is the first thing I think we need to do. But most importantly, and this is to me the big piece of information I want to share with you, the reason you shouldn't feel guilty about openly talking about struggles with parenting or new mum life or whatever it might be is that in my case, if my daughter were to choose the path of having kids someday, if that's something that she feels is in her journey and that's what she wants to do, there's two things that I really want to pass on to her. And the first is that I want her to understand the reality of the journey she'll go on. I'm not in favor of just wait and see, scaring people, but I don't like to paint a false reality. I've spoken about this on many other episodes, you know, when it comes to my birthing story and when it comes to, you know, other struggles that I've had. Part of it is because, or part of the reason I've wanted to talk about this stuff for a while is because there is a false reality painted of what this whole journey is like. And some of us even kid ourselves and, you know, convince ourselves that the journey is not what it is, or it's not as hard as it probably was, or we're able to block things out, for example. But I don't want her to have a false idea of what she may experience. I don't want her to have unrealistic expectations of perfection, for example, and, you know, these ridiculous standards that, you know, when you enter this world of mum life or being a parent, you know, this is, if you've really got your shit together, this is how you can curate it and make it, you know, make it be your thing, make it be your journey. I don't want her to have this sense that, you know, it's going to look different to what it potentially could. And because the reality is that we all fucking struggle. We all find it hard. And I think part of it is because we had a different idea of what it might be. And it's no fault of anyone else's, but it's just there is this mystery with becoming a mum that you don't really know what it's like until it exists in your life. And the other thing is that I want her to feel, you know, normal or at least relatable in her struggles if she does choose the path of having kids someday. I don't want it to be a situation where she feels like the challenges that she faces are because she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing, which is what we all probably feel, right? And I'd like to change that cycle. I'd like to change that narrative because that is part of the journey. The struggles are part of the journey. The challenges are part of the journey. The emotional roller coasters, the identity struggles, the body, you know, what the fuck's happened to my body, all that kind of stuff, the image issues that we go through, that is part of the journey. And I would hate it if she experienced those struggles and felt as isolated as new mums feel today. You know, I just feel like this is part of the passing it forward. And who more do I want to pass it forward to than my daughter? Pass forward, you know, this idea that your struggles are normal and, you know, struggling with your body and struggling with how you mix with, you know, the circles that you used to mix with and the how hard it is to make friends when you have baby brain and all that kind of stuff. I just want it to feel completely normal to her. So I, for that reason, I shouldn't feel guilty about talking about the mum life struggles because I want her to take that gift as well. I want her to take that information as something that she can learn from too.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's interesting to me is that, you know, the challenges that I have faced as a mum that my mum didn't face with me necessarily don't make me feel a certain way about me as a child or how loved I am. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if you were to feel guilty about sharing the struggles that you have because it might make you sound like you don't care about your kid or it might make you sound like you love your kid less. When I hear my mum say that I was a great sleeper, for example, it doesn't make me feel necessarily more loved or, you know, that I was an excellent child. It doesn't actually make me feel those ways. If anything, those are the moments where I'm like, what am I doing different? And, you know, what am I doing, I guess, wrong? Like, how is it that I was such a good sleeper and I have a daughter who's 2.5, nearly 3, and is still not sleeping? That makes me question my parenting more than makes me think, oh, you know, my mum is saying all these positive things and not talking about the struggles that she had with me because she loves me so much. So I guess if you think about that kind of pattern of, you know, when your parents talk about the challenges that they had with you, and I'm talking about, you know, just the typical parenting challenges, when they talk about those challenges that they did not have with you, that you might be facing these days, it doesn't make you feel more loved. So how can sharing those challenges make you feel or make your child feel less loved? They ultimately just make me, and it's not my mum's fault, that I slept well and my daughter doesn't, but those are the moments where I question my parenting more than anything else. They're the moments where I go, hang on a minute, what is it that I'm not doing right that my mum was able to do? And maybe it's got nothing to do with parenting. Maybe it's literally got to do with the fact that she's a terrible sleeper and I happen to not be, just by chance. But, you know, we all know in the vulnerable time of new mum life, anything that is not working makes you feel like it's you that's the cause of it. At least that was my experience. Not so much now, but very early on, it was like, oh my gosh, if there's struggles with feeding, it's because I'm not doing the right thing. If she's not sleeping or if she's too clingy, it's because I'm not doing the right thing. And so that's something that I don't want people questioning, because I've chosen not to share my struggles because I don't want my daughter to feel loved. Look, the next thing I'm going to say may not resonate with everyone, and that's fine because we've all got different life experiences. But, you know, if you, in my experience and in my life, the moments where I have felt the most loved, I know I'm very loved. I have a very, you know, loving relationship with my family and with my parents. But like I was just saying, you know, I haven't questioned how much my parents loved me because I hear about struggles. In fact, those are the moments where I'm like, oh my God, I gave you such a hard time and you stuck by me. And, you know, you put in all the effort that was needed so that I could have a good life. So in my case, it wasn't, you know, I don't hear the struggles that my mum had when I was a baby, partly because it was such a long time ago and partly because times were different. But I know that I gave my parents a hard time when I was a teenager. That was, you know, and I wasn't even the craziest of teenagers, but I know that I gave them a hard time. It was very frustrating to be my parent as a teenager because I talked back and I was, you know, somewhat rebellious in nature. And so there was a lot of arguments and a lot of frustrating times. But when we reflect on those times and we're talking about those times, if my parents were to be like, you know, I was so frustrated and I didn't know what to do and I was really struggling, I don't go, wow, you're saying all this negative stuff, you know, because you don't love me. In fact, I actually have the opposite reaction. I think, you know, I gave you such a hard time and you were there and we're still close and we're still, you know, on the other side of that. So like I said, that may not be everyone's experience, but what I'm trying to demonstrate here is that talking about struggles with parenting is not anything to do with, it hasn't made me as the child of that feel less loved. Actually, the opposite. So I hope my daughter, when you're listening to this in like 15 years time, if this is even a thing, and you can understand what I'm talking about, I hope that it's not, you know, it's not interpreted as a reflection of how I feel about her. In fact, I know that because I know that what I'm doing is actually gifting her as a potential parent. If she were to choose that path, she may most likely face the struggles that I'm facing. And I want her to feel like they're normal. I don't want her to go, what the fuck's going on in this world and why am I the only one facing these difficulties? The whole reason I started making this podcast was, you know, because when I first became a mum and I, you know, I just felt so completely isolated. And I don't know if it's entirely avoidable. I really don't. I don't know if it's something that can be solved through sharing what I share and me encouraging people to talk openly and honestly about their struggles. But I just felt so mystified with the fact that I was so fucking clueless and everyone else seems to know exactly what they're doing, seems to feel great straight after birth, bounce back immediately, especially if you look online, which is, you know, obviously the world that I live in versus when my mum was a new mum, was that I can see people all around the world within seconds and someone has a baby and I see photos of them the next day, completely filtered and curated. And I know that logically, but that's why I wanted to make this podcast, because I just felt that I was literally the only one that was so oblivious to how the hell to do this, you know, new mum thing without, firstly, bouncing back quickly requires work, requires effort. And it's something that made me, like, just that alone, I was like, well, how the hell do people have time for this? How do you actually have time to even go for a walk or to work out when, you know, if you're anything like me, you literally had the baby stuck to you. I struggled to have a 2-minute shower. I struggled to go to the toilet. So how is it that people are bouncing back within a week when I know that requires work? It's not just the body doing it by itself. You actually have to put in some effort. How the hell? It just made, like, just that portion alone made me feel so completely lost. And then everything, you know, everything else that comes with it, you know, when do I get all the shit done that I apparently need to do when I have a baby stuck to me at all times? You know, when is it that I'm supposed to make my house, for example, look as immaculate as everyone else's seems to look, when I have a baby stuck to me? How is it that people are managing to do this shit and I'm not? And then that's what made me realize that it's not real. It's absolutely not real. And because we don't share and we're not open and honest, we all suffer silently, thinking that our reality is the only one that is skewed and everyone else has their shit together. I just don't want my daughter to go through the same battle. I really don't want her to question everything about herself the moment she becomes a mum and compare herself with everyone in her age group and go, how the fuck is it that everyone else can do this shit and I'm here struggling to brush my teeth? Like, how is that a thing? The answer is it's not. The answer is it's not. And so when I and other people who choose to share their struggles publicly and openly and honestly do so, I hope that, you know, we can think about the fact that we're actually doing a service to our kids. If that is the thing that is stopping us from sharing and stopping us from being open and honest, don't let it be. Don't let that be the reason that you stop saying, my life is a fucking shambles right now and I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm completely lost. I'm holding a baby in my arms that I feel immense amounts of love for, but I'm fucking clueless. And you know, you are supposed to be this, you're supposed to be this little creature's mind reader, and you know, you hear about this instinct that kicks in and all these things that are meant to happen, and if they don't, it makes you question the shit out of yourself. And I love my daughter too much to let her go through that. And you know, I don't want to stop sharing that struggle because it makes me doubt whether or not I sound like I don't care about my child, which is insane. And I, you know, I see a lot online. I look online all the time at content that other mums like me have created around openly and honestly sharing how tough it can be. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes it's making a bit of a mockery of things, but I'm always looking around. And one of the biggest comments that I will see and one of the biggest kind of feedbacks that I'll see to that content is exactly that. It's just that questioning, like, imagine if your kid were to see this. And you know what? I hope my kid does see this and hear this one day, because with all the love that I have for her, I want her to know that this is a journey that is hard. I want her to know that this is a journey that she's not going to be alone in and feel isolated in. It is the fucking hardest thing I've ever had to do. And it may be, if she chooses it, it'll be the hardest thing she'll probably ever fucking have to do. And I hope that by that point in time, she's surrounded by other people who are like, we're all in this shit together. Don't even worry about it. And that will be the way things are. Bro, I feel like I'm getting a little bit emotional. Not quite. I don't know, passionate here. Anyway, so we're going to stop it there. But this is, I guess, ultimately what I wanted to share. Why you shouldn't feel guilty. Once again, drop that guilt. Just let that guilt go and just be open and honest about your struggles, because it doesn't do you any service to hide it, and it absolutely doesn't do anyone else a service for you to hide it either. So as usual, I am here to remind you to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.